Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Me channel Marvin Gaye on this one. Yeah. The universe, baby. Pick a star. Any star, baby.
Bought myself a one-way flight to the nearest star. Traveling at the speed of light to get where you are. I've been traveling all night. I'm halfway to Mars.
Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Everyday People Show. Gary Joyner here.
Yes, yes. What a day, what a day, what a day. Good day it is. And I know I'm late on topics and stuff. You know, I had meant to talk about a little bit of black economics on Monday, but I had worked out and I was tired, so when I laid down, I was like, man, look underneath my eyelids. That's what I did, look underneath my eyelids instead of talking about it then. I don't really plan to spend a lot of time talking about it today either. The only point of the matter for me is I don't like people that's they have money or they don't. Well, mostly people that do have money and they get up there and then they become like judgmental dicks. They begin to think they're better than everybody else. They begin to treat people like they ain't, like they're worse than dirt. Just the other day, on a program on it's a program called the Breakfast Club with those three people there. You know them. You know the show. Damon Dash gets on there and acts like a Ash takes over the show and controls the whole thing, the interview thing and everything. And those folks, I guess they didn't have enough in themselves to say, hey, you don't have to answer the question, but this is our show. And if you don't want to do it, you can step out. Just step off. Take you and those two out, took them two goons down like, yo, you and those two goons can leave. Cause I don't need that. I don't. See, but you gotta believe it. You better than that. This cat just taking over them. The show making sense out of nothing. He made no kind of sense. Yes, of course, you know. And everybody, he wants, we should be leading, and he just went off on it. You got to see it. It's online. You know, you can look it up on YouTube. This guy acts the ass. This is just like I've been saying. This is why we have to get rich, because people like him don't know how to behave. And they don't know how it is anymore. They just believe. They know it all, get better than each other, better than somebody else. They probably believe, and this is really what I believe, he thinks that his worth is how much he has, how much business he's getting or whatever, and folks treat him so much better because he has that. But for me, you got to see me before I get all that. Before I get that call, before I get all the things, all those riches, all those things that people in life dream about, look for such successful people to have, you have to see that within me before I get that. And that's just plain truth. Oh, yeah, it's the truth. And many of y'all really believe that. That your car makes you what you are, that house makes what you are. Well, all that stuff is just full bullshit. It's just bullshit because it ain't true. I know y'all believe. Oh, you just said because I ain't got no money. Yeah, I don't have money right now. I don't have that. Well, have money, but I don't have an excess of it, like, right now in sight. Not in my sight, do I? Do I have it in my sight? Do I have it in when I look at my bank statement? It's not there. Don't, that's not saying that was not, it's never going to be there. I believe I've been put on this earth for a purpose. It's not just to get rich too. See, because there's a plan to do. How do you use that? How do you use it to make something better, far better? Create a far better world, create a far better love force across the world with it. That's what I want to do with it. I'm not doing it so I can live a lifestyle or some kind of fake type of lifestyle. I'm not going to be doing something I'm not passionate about. I'm not going to be doing stuff like that. I'm going to do it the right way. I want to do it. I want to treat people like I want to be treated. Of all walks of life, people of all walks of life, I want to treat them all the same, like they're worth, not what they have based on what they have or none of that. And I want to see the good inside of every. I want to try to find the good inside of everybody. But I can't find the good inside of people once they behave this way. Once I see you behave, misbehave, you know, on you get a chance. The light is shining on you. You get a chance to actually change something for the better, and you act like a dick. Man, I believe that's who you are. That's who you are. That's when you have the light go out and turn it back on. You same dick. You same asshole you were. It's the truth. You still that asshole. The asshole with money. Girls ain't with you, they with you because you got that money. They ain't know, they'll leave your ass in a second. That's why, that's probably why I'm so picky about everything. I'm so picky about who I choose to be with and stuff like that. Because if they can't see it now, then they ain't never going to see it. That's how I feel. Never see it. You'll never see it. If you don't see the good within me, then you'll never see it. You know, Valerie Simpson, when she found Nick Ashford, you know he was homeless? Yeah, he was homeless. You seen something in him. That's called vision right there. If you ain't got that, I don't think you should be rolling with me. And I don't think people should have that same standard for themselves. Don't let these people think that they own you, because they don't. They don't have that right to you. Believe in yourself. Love yourself. You can love plenty of others. You can love everybody. You love yourself first. You get that loving yourself. Self-love is good. And I ain't talking about just that dirty stuff. I'm talking about that love that you talk about. When you're looking at a mirror, you see who you are, and you love it. And you love it. And you're waiting for it. And I ain't saying it's always going to be easy, because sometimes you got to practice. Because folks have treated you like crap that day. And that happens. Because it happened to me for most of my lifetime. Folks treat me like crap. Negativity's out there. And it's in the world. And they just push all that on you. Like, push all that negativity on you. They tell you, it's everywhere. Negativity's everywhere. Even in the music you listen to, it's in that too. You understand, because I've been through it. Man, I used to put my hair used to be down. I hang my hair all the time. The thing would look up. Bullies used to find me because of that. I think that's probably why the bullies found me, and they used to pick on me. My brother didn't tell me how to fight. Nobody told me how to fight. I didn't learn how to do any type of fighting until I became, I was like 37, 38 years old when I was going into a boxing gym. I got a little fight skill, but I didn't stay there because I was a quitter. I quit. But the point of the matter is, because I don't have a lot of time, the point of the matter is, you can't be a dick. You folks that don't have money, just because you don't have money right now, don't believe for one second that's the way things are ever going to, it's going to stay that way. Not true. Now, yes, and also don't be ashamed if you work on a staff. If you're working on a staff of somebody, that's a good way to, you're working your way up. You're on a staff. Now, that's what he never said. He made you feel like you loading dirt because you ain't taking no money. You ain't getting no money. You ain't an owner. That's what he said on that. That's what he said over there. You ain't an owner. You ain't doing, why don't you get, you got to do whatever you have to do to make it. As long as your kids are good, all that's good, you're doing great. You keep going. You're going to have it. It ain't here now. We don't mean it won't ever be here. You need to change the way they think. People like him, there's no hope for them, though. I don't have any hope for people like him. He's a dick, and that's who he is. And that's why stuff happened like that for him, probably. More than likely it did. Dude's a dick. Tell him I said it, because I don't know. If yeah, point, you know, he don't have nothing. He has what do you think? He thinks because he got a few fight skills in him that, you know, now that make him hard. Like he a man now. Fake ass manhood. Still a fake ass, more false manhood. I mean, you know what makes a man a man? What gets real respect? No, I want real respect. I want that fake ass respect that you got. Oh. Because he got that car. No, I don't want that. I want real respect. I got real respect. I get real respect. Who respects me? When I look them dead in the eye, they respect me, and they should. I don't let nothing. And I don't care if I lose, what, my job, stuff like that. I got to be able to speak your mind, speak what I believe. My friends should be able to take whatever stuff I got to say. You might not agree with it. That's fine. Don't agree. We agree to disagree. We can still go on to continue to live our lives. You don't have to be a dick. And that's a choice. It's a choice. He made that choice. You a dick. Other thing. When I got a chance to, I checked out this little video. This guy's going to video talking about black economics and stuff and how we should do this. And it's also from a perspective of almost like a black militant's perspective. I never really liked, I never really liked the black militant perspective. And a lot of this is because it's kind of boxed. It's kind of like you can't get beyond something. You have to see things. See, you can say A, B, C, D. Do this. Get this. We get that. First we get our businesses. Then we get that. And then we get build our black this. And then our black that. And our black media. And the black everything we group together. I'm like, okay, that's how they did it. Well, who says we have to do it that way? I want the best of the best people working for me, regardless of race, regardless of religion, if they have religion or not. I want the best people that I have, that life has to offer, that life has to offer. Yes, that's the word, life has to offer. See, but then you get to thinking this way, they start calling you names and stuff. But yeah, I don't. It can't bother you. You can't let it bother. That don't bother me. Ain't gonna bother me. Yeah, I want to get. I'll have an idea. I want to be in media too. I want to have a media thing. My media, a whole media empire. Because I don't like the message that's being sent on TV and radio now, and all those other things that the media is doing right now. I hate the fact that they control the things and talking about entertainment news. Well, I just did a little bit there. But I got abroad in my base, so talk about a little bit. Entertainment pulls people in. So we talk about entertainment. But I get tired of just talking about that and focusing on that. Like that's the only thing there is when it's not. So I want to broaden But I just can't be out there trying to do black media. I don't even like some of the people that, how do I know they're the best? I want the best people to do it. I can get better brothers to do this, to do, you know, and what if they, even some of the brothers and brothers from everybody, they don't come from, don't have that freaking, they don't act like the regular news reporter, the regular news people. They don't behave like them, they don't talk like them. Like me, I'm a regular guy. I mean, I'm not regular. I'm kind of extraordinary. I'm an extraordinary person. I'm a great person. But I'm speaking from where I don't have that experience of all. I never went to school for communications and stuff like that. And I think that learning from the communication perspective is probably kind of hurting some people, and they can't really relate to people. It's kind of puts a freaking wall between the people and regular people and you know, some, because you get a tight, uptight news person sitting there, you know, and they're not free, they're not feeling comfortable, and they're not asking the right, maybe asking some nice questions, but they're not asking the right questions, or they're not asking it for the people. They're forgetting the people sometimes, and I just don't agree with that. I don't like that, so I won't. So, another thing, he said, we're supposed to group together, and here's what he said, group together. And here's the problem with that. When you want to spend our money, we don't spend our money on our own people. That's you, yeah. I just can't spend money on my people. Some of them have not been putting out the best products or the best work. Landscapers, they don't, some of the landscaping companies do work as hard as others. Do they want us to spend our money there? See, I don't know what happened. Somewhere along the line, hard work, we started giving up on that. We gave up on hard work, don't expect money. And that's just plain and simple. Don't expect to get your businesses to grow. You're not giving your 100% from me. So that's regardless of race or whatever. So that's why many of us don't spend our money. I think we brought that up. I think it's been brought up before, but people act like they haven't heard it before. It's like, where once these people believe they're so smart, they believe that they control understanding and stuff. They control, you know, they can just, we can do this all together. It's just like as dumb as the answer that Stephen A. Smith gave when he said, we should just all vote Republican one time. Not if they don't, you know, give me, they don't represent my interests. So why should I vote for them? It just doesn't happen like that. You just can't do that. I'm just going to do it to prove a point. Well, now my point is proving that, yeah, we have some power, and these folks don't want to, haven't done it. We put people in that didn't even have those concerns. Our concerns were not going to be met. You know, our concerns were not going to be met, and our stuff, we set the same, we got worse results than the ones we was trying to get. We get worse results than the ones we have, worse results than the results we had before. So that's my big problem with that. Stupid. Well, it's not, I believe in my people, you know. I believe in all my people. But a lot of us don't have that correct thinking, and they don't use their mind that good. They don't see what I see. They see in things in black and white, and I got like I kind of have more of a kaleidoscope or something like that. I see more color, and I see more reasons why things happen the way they happen. If it was just something like, you just believe that, I believe in people. I believe in good people. regardless, I know the truths behind stuff like that. And a lot of that, to me, also has to do, I'm going to say it again, self-esteem. Not going to put out good business without self-esteem. When you don't have self-esteem, it's hard to do good business. A lot of us just don't put out good business because we don't have good self-esteem about ourselves. We don't have good self-esteem. We don't have good pride. Without pride, just nothing. I mean, why are we paying on what we? Why would I even invest in something that's not going to work? That's the problem. Can't invest in something that's not going to work without self-esteem. Like I said, if we don't have reparations, we're going to have to have. First, we got to work on our self-esteem again. Build that up. Knowledge of yourself. Knowledge of your the path of our past and our people's past. Then we can grow from there. Then we can talk about, okay, now we can put a few money in there and put some money, and this stuff won't go to waste. So you gotta prepare before you plant seed. Prepare, like a farmer has to, he doesn't throw seed out there and take the thing to grow. Say, I'm throwing seed out on the top of the ground. I'm going to go lay down and have me a sip of lemonade, iced tea, whatever. You don't do that. You have to plant that seed. You just mean then the rain comes, then the seed grows and that plant grows. The same effect. It all goes back to that. You know, okay, now. Finally come up. So why am I upset with God about this thing? Well, I mean, I've been wrong with God for a long time. And it just seems to me like if he wanted to prove, and God wanted, if God wanted to prove, why couldn't he got something to prove? And God should have something to prove by now. He got plenty to prove. Why? The wrong money, all the good things happening to the worst people. Worst people don't even know how to appreciate the things that they have. They undervalue the things in their own lives, and they undervalue the people, and they treat them like crap. And they believe they own people because of money. They think they're better than the people because of what? Money or what? Or because of their smarts or they feel they're smarter than somebody. Folks believe that because, you know, you watch a program like Empire that you're dumb or something. You're just a dumb sucker. Okay, that's your opinion. I mean, but you don't have to like the show. We have difference of opinion. You don't have to like it. That don't mean I'm dumb. Why do you want to insult me like that? These folks love to insult people nowadays. And it's like we all just be sitting there insulting each other. It's like, so I'm asking God, why are the wrong people in charge? Why are you taking care of these fools? Why is it Kerry's fool? That's what I'll be wondering about. Why is God taking care of fools and not his good people? Regardless of religion. That's right. I'm going to say it. Regardless of what their religion is, regardless if they even have a bag on religion. If they just do the thing that they're supposed to do, they have to know how to treat people right. His people, those type of people. I talk about religion because religion seems to get people all kind of all sorts of crazy. Religion has folks believing that it's okay to just ask for a big ass jet in it and ask for a big ass plane, asking for your congress for a lot of money that, and you don't even know the average salary of your congregation. You're not even considering that stuff. I'm not considering any of those. I need a plane. I'm doing the work of the Lord. Well, you can do the work of the Lord right here. working here first. Seems like, you know, these fools are just getting more love than real good people. I don't think he's a good person, thank God, Creflo. Don't. I don't think many of these pastors are good people. They just have a lot of money. If folks want to listen to them, they just get all caught up in it. Oh, so-and-so said this. I remember I used to get caught up in it, too. Because I was a member of that church, New Birth. One day, I was in the New Year's Eve service, and I was looking out, going outside to try to show my brother-in-law where we were sitting at. My sister was married at the time. And they just closed, they all of a sudden closed the door, like, wait, I got my seat inside. This security guard was like, he was worse than Otis from Martin. Lock me out. Wouldn't even allow me to get, my brother-in-law there had walked in there somehow, and I didn't see him. He walked in, he was on the inside, I was out. We was barely able to get my jacket back from, you know, because I was going to be cold outside. It was unreal. And I was mad, and I started cursing, and all the congregation looked at me like there was something wrong with me. And that's what religion does to people. They fail to see, you know, fail to see things from what they really are. You can't see the real deal. You'll see all that fake stuff you're going for, all the belief in, you know, it's all, oh, man, we're all going to get money. Money come up to me now. Remember I had that book out? I was all hyped up. My friend Al is plain laughing. And now it looks like I don't understand why he's laughing. That's what this mindset does to you, though. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Why are these fools? And they continue to make money and continue to... And, you know, he got into, later on, he got into a, everybody knows this, he got into a scandal. Oh, he paid it off. Everybody got paid. Maybe it stays like it was before, but who cares? There's still enough people there. It's a cult now. I was always a cult, and I just didn't see it. God brought it to my attention then. I guess I all had to go through it, you know, so I can't really complain about it because, well, I am, but really, no, shouldn't complain about it because it really... It brought me, brought some clarity to my eyes and stuff. So, in closing, I want y'all to, I don't have enough time more. I don't have any more time left to talk about things. But I want you to always tell you, love yourself. Take care of each other. Love yourself, though. Love yourself. You can love anybody else. Thanks for listening. You'll hear from me again.
She's been gone almost 2 weeks now. Tired as hell, but I can't sleep now. I miss my kids.